Well, greetings, brethren, and welcome to another Wednesday night Bible study, where together we study the scriptures line upon line. This evening, God willing, we will cover Psalm 148. And just to let you know that Pastor Murray will not be on the chat this evening. He is on a well-deserved vacation. In fact, we'll miss him next week as well. So we are just turning the corner on the book of Psalms. God willing, we'll do Psalm 148 tonight, and then next week we'll do Psalms 149 and 50. That will conclude these Hallel Psalms or Hallelujah Psalms, Psalms of Praise, the five Psalms that end the five-book Psalter of the Psalms. So we've done it. It's amazing. It was a big book. It's taken us some time to get through it, but line upon line, week upon week, we've done it. Come to the end of Psalms. And these Psalms, these last five Psalms are Psalms of Praise. Every one of them begins with Hallelujah and ends with Hallelujah. And this one in particular is considered a creation Psalm because it calls the whole creation to praise God. So we'll study this together. Let me open with a word of prayer. I hope that I'm coming through loudly and clearly. I do have Rumble open here so I can see the chat. So maybe somebody could just confirm for me in the chat that I am coming through loudly and clearly. I'll begin with prayer. Loving Father, Jehovah, we praise your name, Father. We thank you for just the solid faith that we can have in you, in Christ, in your redemptive plan for Israel and for all mankind. And we're living in a time of great turmoil and chaos, and it's unraveling and getting worse. But we're just so grateful, Father, that we have your word and that we have each other. We pray, God, that you'll bless our study, that you'll bless our understanding and our faith. And we pray that you'll be with our brothers, Pastor Murray, Deacon Jan, and also our brother Tom, who are on vacation. We ask your blessing upon them, Lord. We pray to you. We thank you. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So, we are, loud and clear. Thank you so much, Brother Rick. Appreciate that. And Pep Square, that's a new one. So thank you, Pep Square, as well. And brethren, thank you so much for joining us for our Zoom social on the Sabbath. What a treat. What a blast. That was so inspiring and encouraging for all of us. We're grateful to you. We're grateful that we can now put faces to names. And also that you got to see our congregation and who's behind us. And again, not everybody was there, but you got to see most of us. And we just truly, truly appreciate you and thank you. And thanks for your support. Speaking of your support, if you don't mind, when we do these broadcasts, if you like them, if in fact you can just hit the like button, if you could share them. As you know, we're now exclusively on Rumble. We're grateful that we haven't lost any subscribers. Sometimes when you shift platforms, that happens and we have to rebuild. We're grateful to you for finding us and following us. But if you can also share so that we can get this message out, the algorithm works better if you like these broadcasts and then they become suggestions for others who may have similar interests in the Bible. Let's begin. I'll go ahead and share my screen. And Psalm 148, it begins with Hallelujah. All these psalms begin and end with Hallelujah. Praise ye Jehovah, praise ye Jehovah from the heavens, praise him in the heights. So this psalm begins calling those in the heavens and the heavens themselves to praise him. Praise him, all his angels, all of you. Praise you him, all his hosts. And this word hosts, a good way for us to think about that. And in fact, in the complete Jewish Bible, let me take a look at that. Actually, I'm sure that they, yeah, his armies, exactly. So a good way to think of hosts is an organized group for battle. And God is the Lord of hosts. And sometimes people have difficulty with that. They think, no, he's the Prince of Peace. Well, 235 times he's referred to in the scriptures, the Lord of armies, to know him as hosts. And so these hosts are now called to praise him. So praise him from the heavens. So the Tatan begins, let's praise him from the heavens, praise him from the heights. All you angels, praise him and all his hosts. And in terms of this, what are they praising him for? What's going on? Well, we do get a hint of it in Revelation 19 and verse 1. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much, it says people, it's just a large crowd in heaven saying, Hallelujah, praise Jehovah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. So this exuberant praise is tied to his name, Jehovah, and what he has accomplished in his name, Jehovah. This salvation and glory and honor and power, this inspires overwhelming praise. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he has judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication. And he has avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. So we're going into very, very difficult times. This is a very difficult and dark period we're heading into. But we know that it's all according to God's purpose. And it's all according to his covenant and his will. And every word that he has ever spoken, every promise that he has ever made will be fulfilled. And this is cause for exuberance and great praise. Back to Psalm 148. Now we move to the sun and the moon and stars. Praise you, him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. So we have all the pagans around who are actually worshiping these objects, who have built whole ideologies and religious systems around these objects. And the truth of the matter is, these objects were created by God, by Jehovah, and they themselves praise Jehovah. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters that be above the heavens. So this phrase, heavens of heavens, straight from Torah. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's your God. The earth also, and all that therein is. And this also, this phrase here about the waters that are above the heavens, takes us back to the creation account in Genesis, where Moses writes, and God made the heaven or the skies, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And then that was setting up this whole cycle where water on the earth would evaporate and go up into the sky and into the clouds and then come back down. And so they understand that there were waters above the sky that would actually produce rain as a result of that division. Back to Psalm 148. Let them, so all this summons of the heavens, the angels, the hosts, the sun, moon, and stars have all been summoned to praise Jehovah. Let them praise what? The name of Jehovah. There's a reason for the praise. And there's specificity in what to praise. The name of Jehovah. There's we've spoken about this already. There's great meaning in the name Jehovah. For he commanded and they were created. So they from the beginning, it's from command that they came into existence. And they came into existence for a purpose. And this entire purpose is embodied in the name of the Lord. He has also established them forever and ever. Oh, that's interesting. They were made forever. They've been established forever and ever. He has made a decree which shall not pass. So this whole creation where he's divided the waters above from the waters below. So there's waters on the earth, there's waters in the heavens, the heaven of heavens, all of this, the sun, moon, and stars, all of this creation should praise the name of the Lord because he commanded and they were created, and he's established them all forever. And he's made a decree which shall not pass. Well, what decree is this? Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 31 and 35, thus says the Lord Jehovah, which gives the sun for a light by day. We see that in the creation account in Genesis, which gives the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night. So God has created these heavenly bodies, and he set them in their course, and he's made a decree. And he says, which divides the sea when the waves there are before, the Lord of hosts is his name. This God of armies, this is his name, who has done this. This is the creator. The God of Israel is the creator. Then he says this, if those ordinances depart from before me, says the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. So all of this, a climate emergency, where we need the likes of John Kerry to save the earth, this is delusion. We don't need them. And we're not in a climate emergency. This God has created all of this. And there is, in the universe, it's a dynamic universe. It's a dynamic system. Of course, there's going to be climate change. And as Deacon Jan has pointed out, the real climate change, the climate curse, that would be a better term rather than climate emergency. The climate curse is coming because of the sinfulness of man. And rather than repent, they'd rather play savior. But we don't need them to save the earth. God has said, if the earth should disappear, then Israel also will cease from being a nation before him. But he has decreed that Israel will be before him, and he will be glorified in Israel forever. And he's holding up the earth and the sun as signs to say that this decree that he's put in motion means that Israel will be before him forever. Back to Psalm 148, verse 7. Now, so he summoned the heavens, the heaven of heavens, the sun, moon, and stars, all the angels, all the hosts. Now he turns to the earth and the creation on the earth. Praise ye the Lord from the earth, not just from the heavens, but from the earth. You dragons and all deeps, and dragons here, we could say sea monsters or these, you know, massive whales. They're all part of the creation that should join in praising God. Fire and hail, he says, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind, or ruach, fulfilling his word. So the wind fulfills his word. How have we seen that? We have. In fact, when we were studying Psalm 107, we covered this. How it's Psalm 107 is referenced or reinforced by Matthew 8. Matthew 8 and verse 24, where we see the Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, commanding the Ruach to show that he, in fact, is God. And behold, verse 24 of Matthew 8, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. This was urgent. They were panicked. They were in a terrible, terrible state. But he was asleep. And they woke him up. And he said unto them, why are you fearful? I'm with you. Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea. And then suddenly there was great calm. Who is this man who can rebuke the winds and the sea? And suddenly there was great calm. And this is quoting Psalm 107. They that go down to the sea in ships that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord. As I should say, it's an allusion to Psalm 107. And his wonders in the deep. These are the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commands, this is his word, and raises the ruach, the stormy wind spoken of in Psalm 148, which lifts up the waves thereof. So when you see these big waves on the earth, it's because of the wind or on the ocean or the sea. So he's calling on even the ruach to praise him. Back to Psalm 148 and verse 9. All the creation must join in this chorus of praise to God Almighty. Psalm 148 and verse 9. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, they're all being recruited into this chorus of praise. Why? Why this exuberant praise for the Lord? Well, Isaiah the prophet gives us an indication, just as John the apostle did in Revelation, around the salvation that's associated with the name Jehovah. Isaiah 44 and verse 23, same thing, recruiting the heavens and the earth to praise God. Sing, O you heavens. Why should the heavens join in singing and praising God? For the Lord Jehovah has done it. He has done against all odds. He has done it. Done what? Shout, you lower parts of the earth. So again, similar to the psalmist, from the heavens to the earth, all creation join in praising Jehovah. Shout, you lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, you mountains, O forest, and every tree therein. So there we see the same pattern. The heavens, the earth, all creation, the mountains, the trees, everybody, all creation come together and sing and praise the Lord. Break forth into singing, you mountains, O forest, and every tree therein. What has the Lord done? Why this exuberant praise? For the Lord, that is Jehovah, and the meaning of Jehovah, for Jehovah has redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. And for this reason, the entire creation should join in exuberant praise, beginning with the heavens and all the angels and all the hosts, the sun, moon, and stars, the earth, the sea, the mountains, the trees, everything must come and join in this chorus of praise for Jehovah. Why? Because Jehovah has done it. The thing that he has promised, the purpose that's embedded in his name, despite all the opposition of the earth and the kings of the earth and those in authority, despite all of that opposition, despite the destruction of his people, he has done it. Done what? He has redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. And because of this redemption, now the whole earth can be at peace. Because of this redemption, now the whole earth can rejoice, and the whole earth and all mankind can have access to salvation through Israel. Back to Psalm 148, again, this recruiting all creation. Be and you get the sense of the exuberance, the overwhelming joy, the incredible sense of purpose to bring all creation together, that whatever this purpose is, it is so great. Whoever this God is, he is so great that unreservedly we are recruiting the whole creation to praise him. Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, everything. And from creeping things and the beasts of the earth and the creepy crawlies on the earth and the flying fowl, the flying birds, from there, He pivots to the kings of the earth. Not just the insects, but you kings of the earth, you men in authority, men and women, we should say, in authority today. You leaders of the earth, and all people, all your subjects, regardless of what your will is, all your subjects need to join in this praise. Princes and all judges of the earth, it doesn't matter what your purpose is. It doesn't matter what your agenda is. It is vain. It is fruitless. Give it up. And join us in this praise of Jehovah. Jehovah is the true king. This sort of an allusion back to the beginning of the Psaltery, Psalm 2. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings. Allow yourself to be instructed. Don't look down on us as the useless eaters, the nobodies. We have the scriptures. We might be nobody, but we have the scriptures. And you need to be instructed by the scriptures. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth, that this word cannot bend. This word cannot be broken. If you have a modicum of intelligence, listen to the scriptures and allow yourself to be instructed and move away from the dark side and come into the light. Oh, you kings, you princes, you judges of the earth, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. It's a big tent. Come inside. Come in from the cold and join us in the praise of Jehovah. Set your power aside. It's coming to nothing. And we can see it come to nothing in Revelation, the end of the scriptures, Revelation 18, verse 9. If they do not allow themselves to be instructed, their enterprise ends in nothing but destruction. And the kings of the earth, Revelation 18 and verse 9, and the kings of the earth who have committed fornication, that's what they're doing. That's what we're seeing, the whole vaccine scandal and debacle that we're seeing. It's all about money. Money, billions and hundreds of billions of dollars that's being traded back and forth. This is the notion of this trade with Babylon. It's all the merchants are tied into the Babylonian system. They've committed fornication and lived deliciously with her. They shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. So the whole system is built around this whore. And they're going to see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas. They can't believe it. Their whole enterprise was built on this foundation. Alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city that just seemed invincible. They threw their lot in behind this mighty city, which seemed so invincible. But in 1 hour, her judgment came. Just it's all over. Oh, kings of the earth, be wise. Psalm 148, verse 12. Both young men and maidens, old men and children, gone from all the creation. We've gone to the most powerful men on the planet. And now we're even turning to the young men and young ladies, the old frail men, the frail children, everybody come together. And we know in Joel, those of Judah, those of Israel, are prophesied, the young men and maidens of Israel are prophesied with the power of the Holy Spirit. To speak visions and prophecies. God is going to infuse them with the Spirit. But even the Gentiles, the young men and maidens, old men and children, should come under the tent and praise God for what He has done. Let them, everybody, the kings, the princes, the judges, the young men, the maidens, the old men, everybody, come under the tent and let them praise. What should they praise? Name of the Lord. There's a level of education. It's not just, oh, let's all feel good. Let's sing happy songs about God and just work ourselves up into a state of euphoria. That's not it at all. It's come under the tent of God and be instructed. Understand the purpose of God. Understand the will of God. Understand how this purpose and will and counsel was established from creation and from ancient times before anything happened, how the whole thing was set forth in scripture. Understand, come with your understanding. And then with that understanding and how all of that plan of God is embedded in his name, then come and praise all you Gentiles. Come and praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is excellent. So don't come with the name of another God. We don't want to hear about Allah or Krishna or any other God. Only the name of Jehovah is excellent. His name alone, this is what the scripture says, his name alone is excellent. So all these Gentiles, what does the scripture say? That they will say, our fathers have inherited lies. Our fathers have inherited lies. All these Gentiles are going to come out of their delusion and they're going to praise. They're going to understand the name of the Lord and they're going to agree only his name is excellent. His glory is above the earth. And it's not just above the earth, it's above the heaven, it's above all creation. This name of the Lord, which alone is excellent, which we understand, which is embedded in our gospel. We don't say gospel doesn't just mean, oh, gospel, what is it? It is good news. And this good news we're seeing here in Psalm 148, the good news is in the gospel. And it's in Psalm. What we're seeing in Psalm 148 is the conclusion of the matter. In fact, what we're seeing in these final Psalms, these Hallelujah Psalms, is the conclusion of the matter. That God has done it. He's fulfilled his purpose. Everything has come to a conclusion, and now the whole creation should join us in praising the name of the Lord. Now we understand this. The name of the Lord is embedded in our gospel preaching. But not everybody understands this. Eventually they will, but right now they don't. And so what we read here, as we look at this passage, he says, to let them, all of these peoples, praise the name of the Lord, to come to be instructed and to come to this understanding that his name alone is excellent. And his glory is above the earth and the heaven. Now, what does that mean for us? Before we get here, what does it mean for us? Matthew 24 and verse 9. That in this final chapter of man's history, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. So law and order is out the window. We're in a state of chaos, a state of great iniquity that is abounding. And in this state of chaos, where law and order has been destroyed, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. This is why they need instruction, that they have been deceived. They are deluded. They're in a state of illusion and fantasy. And they don't understand God's name. So the reason we are hated of all nations for his name's sake is because we are preaching the true gospel. And if we're preaching a gospel that does not highlight the meaning of God's name, we're not preaching the true gospel. We're not being hated by all nations. Somehow, the people of God, somehow, some of us have figured out we can play nice with Babylon. We can cooperate with Babylon. We can find an honorable position in Babylon. We can be tolerated by Babylon, but I'll help you or remind you of Pastor Murray's sermon, An Offensive Gospel. It's an offensive gospel. Why? Because it's centered on his name, that his name alone is excellent. And it is antithetical to the agenda of the powerful of this earth. That we're calling them out. We're saying your enterprises are in vain. It's going to come to nothing. The name of the Lord is greater than everything. And so they're going to put the people of God who are preaching the true gospel. Many will be killed. The beast will prevail against the saints, but the saints will not compromise. The saints are not going to play nice with the beast. We're just going to preach the truth without compromise. And Christ himself said, "Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you." So if we're not offending anybody, if we somehow are approved by the beast powers, the antichristic powers, we're approved by them. We have their stamp of approval. Oh, yep, yeah, that's good. That's fine. Christ says, "Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you." If we are condemned, falsely accused, persecuted, those are probably pretty good indicators that we're preaching and handling the true gospel. So, this name in the end time is a cause of consternation. This name of God in the end time is a cause of offense to all nations. And yet, the psalmist tells us, or through the prophetic nature of the Psalms, we see that all mankind is going to eventually come under the tent and praise this very same name of the Lord that they have hated. They hated it so much, they put to death the messengers, the true messengers of the gospel, who carried the praise of the name of the Lord. They put them to death. And now they've come to a state of repentance and understanding and instruction that they are now praising that very same name of the Lord and acknowledging that his name alone is excellent. So we have our work cut out for us, brethren, but it's okay. It's okay because we're taking the long view. We're playing the long game here. And we understand that in the short term, there's going to be some issues. Serious, serious issues. And if that's all we see, oh yes, it's very discouraging. But praise be to God, we have these scriptures. And we have these powerful psalms. You know, it's like if you were, let's God forbid, say you were in prison and they said, like, "We don't want to give you the Bible, but hey, do you want the Psalms? Yeah, give us the Psalms, because you have no idea the prophetic nature of these Psalms and how much Christ quoted them when he was on earth and the depth of meaning that's in the Psalms." And so they think they're just giving us something superficial by giving us the Psalms, but the prophecies converge in the Psalms. And so this is a very, very powerful psalm of the conclusion of the prophetic matter. If we see it right here in Psalm 14, or verse 14 of Psalm 148. What is the conclusion of the matter? He says, "He also exalts the horn of his people, the strength of his people, the praise of all his saints." He exalts the horn of his people. He exalts the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. So again, when all the prophecy is fulfilled, there's a people called Israel that are near to him. And then there's everybody else that has to come to him through the priesthood of Israel. And so the psalm then ends with how it began, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. And again, this is again the very strong prophetic nature of these psalms, that these last five psalms that Israel would sing that conclude the psaltery, they're the conclusion of the matter. They conclude the matter. And how does the matter conclude? That All creation, heaven of heavens, all the angels, the sun, moon, and stars, all the hosts, and everything on earth, all the kings and princes and judges, old men and children, young men and maidens, even the insects and the cattle, everything, even the sea monsters, everything must come together and praise the name of the Lord. The conclusion of the matter is, he has done it. What has he done? He's exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise ye the Lord. So if you're part of the covenant people and you're seeing that the Christ is the center of the matter, and his covenant with Israel is the conclusion of the matter. And so we see here, in terms of exalting the horn of his people, the prophecy laid down in Luke 1 and verse 68, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. That's his purpose. This is the purpose of Jehovah. And has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And this horn of salvation will have a name that will be above every other name, and every knee shall bend to him. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets. We serve a God whose word is everything. Unlike Allah, who says it's permissible to lie, and he himself lies, this God that we serve, his word cannot be broken. In fact, he'll destroy all liars, because he's a God of truth. And the truth of the matter is that by the prophets, he has declared the conclusion of the matter. Anciently, from ancient times, he has said, this is what's going to happen. And declared the end from the beginning. And that's what we see here, that he spoke this by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began. So you can't have a prophet that comes along that teaches any other doctrine, any other teaching, than the meaning of the name Jehovah, which has been since the world began. And what is this prophecy from the world began, from ancient times? That we, that is Israel, should be saved from our enemies, that is the Gentiles, and from the hand of all that hate us. And we, the Holy Spirit first fruits of the covenant people, who have the burden and the high privilege and responsibility of preaching the gospel and the true gospel reflected in the name Jehovah, that we will be hated of all nations because of this understanding that we teach. So we can't expect to be endorsed and approved by these antichristic systems. I know, brethren, you understand this. But the prophecy and the promise is that we should be saved, from going all the way back to Moses, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy in the Hebrew scriptures, the chesed, the covenant mercy promised to our fathers. It's a mercy through covenant, and it's impossible for God to lie. To perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. And so what we see here, the conclusion of the matter in Psalm 148, that he's going to exalt the horn of his people and the praise of all his saints, and that truly is Christ. And so, just to really put a fine point on this, let's go to the prophet Isaiah to see how God will glorify himself in Israel. And this is the conclusion of the matter. And this is, we have to understand all of the world's developments through the lens of Jerusalem, through the lens of the covenant. We're not confused. We're not every single day there's some new item of news coming up and we just have no clue what's going on and we're getting swept up in these Marxist ideologies. We're not confused. We have the holy word of God. We have the ancient prophecies that in this time of darkness, this is a light, a lamb unto our food. And so the prophet Isaiah declared it anciently. And he says to the people of God, the covenant community, arise and shine. These people that have been hated, that have been persecuted, that have been humiliated, denigrated, and destroyed. Isaiah's message to them, with his understanding of the prophetic will of God, his message to them is, arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of Jehovah has risen upon you. This is the per I didn't write the Bible, brethren. I just, like you, we just study this together. And this, the glory of Jehovah, is not upon all mankind. It's upon Israel for all mankind. And so the Gentiles won't like this. The kings of the earth will not like this because they believe they are glorious. And they believe in their histories and their destinies and their ideologies. We don't believe any of that. It's all lies. This is what we believe, that Jehovah has done it. He has redeemed Israel. And the glory of Jehovah has risen upon the covenant people. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. And that's where we're heading now. Great darkness, great deceit, great evil and death is sweeping over the earth. And the earth will be in great darkness before the Lord returns. Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. That's a given. God is going to give this over to Satan and the Gentiles. And gross darkness, spiritual darkness upon the people. All of them worshiping the beast. All of them taking on the name of the beast and his number and his mark. Great darkness, spiritual darkness on the people. But the Lord Jehovah shall arise upon you. Amazing. We are the first fruits of all of this, brethren. But the Lord Jehovah shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Seen by who? By these people in darkness, by these Gentiles, by these people who have persecuted us and hated us. They will see his glory upon us. And there's going to be levels of glory. The glory of the first fruits is not the same as the glory of the physical covenant people, but they will have a glory as well. And the whole earth will acknowledge their glory. And even within the covenant people, there are going to be levels of glory, just as there's different stars, levels of brightness in the heavens. So this is a wonderful, wonderful psalm where the psalmist of Psalm 148, I think it's David, we don't know. There's a number of psalmists. It's not said who it is. But this was Psalm 148. God willing, we'll cover Psalm 149 and 150. I just want to just check the chat in case there's anything there that I should see. Let me just take a moment to just read through the chat quickly. So glad to have you, brethren. We so much appreciate your support. And we'll be talking about that. That we hope to do more of these socials, but we'll be talking about that particular Zoom social for many, many years to come. And we're coming up to our 10th anniversary as a congregation. And no doubt we'll again be referencing that experience. I'm just checking here. Thank you, brethren. See, Brother Jeff, Rosebud, Pep Square, Rosebud, Rick, Brother Rick, RDPJ. Good evening. I'm not sure who that is, but we're glad to have you. Christy and your family, so wonderful to see you. JD137, good evening. Let's see, John Bag. I haven't seen you for a while, Brother John. Wonderful to have you. Seeking First, wonderful to have you. And Cool Nick 007. Wow, not only cool, but 007. Great to have you. And I enjoyed seeing you, all of you. And putting names to faces, our sister Jacintha. Yes, the Zoom social is great. Wonderful. So that is great. Brethren, thank you so much. God be praised. These Psalms are just so profound and so amazing. And what we're seeing in these five Hallelujah Psalms is the conclusion of the matter. So we should be people of great faith, great encouragement. I know it's easy to get overwhelmed and discouraged by what's going on in the earth, but all of this is leading up to this conclusion where the entire creation will be recruited to praise Almighty God. Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you so much, brethren, for being with us. Hopefully you can join us on Sabbath for our Sabbath service. God bless you all.